shit.
Sorry. Oh, wait. Okay, let's just move this. How much space do you need? How much travel do you need? Like there?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that fine?
How much relocation? How much are you going to relocate today? Fuck yeah, dude. It's true. Like, there's a compulsive need for black people to get up.
When something is
either, like, too scary.
Too funny.
Like, I'll find my... in a horror movie, evolved. I will get up and, like, leave.
I think it's any emotion evolved.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
magic. Oh, hell no. Dude, what is it? Even like... So, I'm, like, I've grown up in a white family.
Yeah.
I'm still like, nah, dude, something's...
Well, when it comes to magic.
Yeah, when it's, like, magic, I'm like, oh, no. How? Like...
I think it's like the lack
the
of
voodoo. So that voodoo.
It's the ancestors being like
echoes of my ancestors.
Listen, you're messing with some dark ass shit.
And this is bad juju. Bad juju.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what is
I don't know.
Because you have seen videos of black people reacting to magic. Because right?
Like, I remember have you seen the one
where David Blaine goes to like Harlem?
No.
And he's had people like running full sprint away from him.
Oh my god.
He's like, they go like, pull out the card and they like, run, they book it, dude. They also steal the card. It's kind of weird, but you know.
They steal the card?
No.
Oh. Okay. Do you remember, in Grahamstown, do you remember going to the hypnosis show?
The what?
The hypnosis show in Grahamstown?
Yeah, when it's kind of whack, dude.
No,
Did you get hypnotized?
No. I freaked out.
Yeah.
And everyone who I was sitting with was like, what's going on with this guy?
Because
like I was literally freaking out.
Right.
I was like going like, what?
How is this even possible?
What?
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
I was just I was losing my mind and I don't know. So to this day, like hypnosis scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, hypnosis is very, it's very trippy because it's like it like influences or like
it's different influence
brainwave takes over.
I don't know. I haven't done research because I'm too scared.
What happens to you when you get hypnotized?
I don't
know. What happens to
like I've
you?
Asked people what happens to them when they do get hypnotized.
Because there are different types of as well.
Yeah.
There are ones that trying to get rid of habits, like equating like being put under hypnosis, and it's like every time you think of a cigarette or smoke a cigarette, you feel disgusted, and then it works.
Yeah,
I don't think for everyone.
Yeah, but there's also the hypnosis where they, like the one that I'm referring to, is when you are able to command other people to do stuff.
To do.
Like how does that even work? How are you able to? I can barely
it's like
get
power
my dog to go pee outside. You know, how do I sort that out?
Yeah.
Would you like to learn how to hypnotize people?
No, I don't need to, bro.
What do you mean?
Look at me, dude. Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry. I'm your host, who smokes.
It's four puff Ethan in the house,
four
people.
Puff Ethan. Four I'm doubling puff. Up, son. We're doing double, no triple.
This is what he likes to call Super Saiyan 2.
The Super Saiyan 3 is too expensive. Too expensive to draw.
What's up, guys?
What's up? So great to be here. We're outside. It's a change of location. We're out of the dingy, fucking, dirty room.
Yeah, so we apologize if there is a lot of background noise. We tried our best.
But hopefully we'll have a better podcast for you. Because we're not
we're in a better place.
Dirty.
Hopefully you are going to be comfortable doing what you do when you listen to this pod and just enjoying it.
Yeah, man.
So we
hit 100 followers on Instagram as well.
Congratulations to us. Thank you so much.
No. Congratulations to them.
Oh
wait, no, that makes me sound like an asshole. No. Thank you. Just say thank you.
Yeah.
You just say thank you.
Okay. I need to be more humble.
Yeah.
I need to work on that.
No, me too.
Yeah, thank you. And and actually, in fact, we reached 100 followers and 4,000 plays on the pod, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, again, thank you so much, guys. We didn't really think... Like, we started this podcast out really
expecting no one to listen.
No, absolutely no
one. Like, no one. We were like, this is just funny because...
we think we're funny. But,
yeah, well, I didn't think that, but
at least half of us are funny.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. And it's allowing us to grow. It's forced us to grow, really.
Yeah, because we have to, like, kind of, I guess, watch what we say, but then be able to say what we want as well.
Yeah.
And because I want to be able to say what I want. Always.
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 100%.
And, yeah. Anyways.
But thank you so much. Yeah. And, yeah, go follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And let's continue with the pod. Talking about hypnosis.
Yeah, dude. And, like, also, there's also, I think, people that are more susceptible to it. Like, there's some people that it just doesn't work. Like,
yeah.
it happens on the stage where he's, like, doing someone. Sorry, he's, like, trying to get someone
under.
And they're just not. But there may be, it may be them not letting go in that moment.
Yeah.
Because like they're not trusting. Like I would be. That's the thing as well, is that if I got up on a stage in front of a whole bunch of people and then actually paid attention to his voice, I'd be like, no, dude, there's like a fucking 100 people here.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I going to.
Another thing for me, it's.
Like, I just wonder what needs to happen exactly in the brain for it to give.
Mm. Yeah. Know?
Same thing with sleep. I always wonder what's the thing? There's that thing that just you slip off and then it's the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that's fucking crazy.
I love it.
But yeah. Anyways.
I wish we had control.
I wish
over
we
it.
Were smarter.
I wish we had control over it.
Yeah.
I think
just
people
a button.
Yeah.
Just a button. Just instead of like, oh no, like
people who are trained who've trained themselves to force their bodies to sleep.
Yeah. I think they also just, there are people that just switch off.
Mm. Or like have the ability
do you,
to.
What's your scale? How quickly are you able to fall asleep?
To fall asleep. It depends. If I'm taking a nap, when I say a nap, I mean like a 20 minute nap, not like an hour, 2 hour nap. When I'm forcing myself to sleep for 20 minutes because I've work to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you ever tried to do the like napping cycle?
I can't nap.
So
absolutely not.
When I've forced myself to like sleep for 20 minutes, you don't go into a deep sleep, right? That's the thing. So it's very different to sleeping normally because you don't actually fall asleep. Like you wouldn't if you were like actually tired, but
do you feel like it visibly gives you more energy?
It does. Well, sometimes, not 100%.
But that's also the same thing with sleep. Is that sometimes I'm like tired, so I'll go to sleep, and then I'll wake up tired. Mm. How does that work?
But I think it works very similarly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes 20 minutes is like the perfect amount of sleep, and I'm awake, and I'm like, okay, cool, I can do like 2 hours of work now.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't work and I feel more tired than I actually started. But yeah, I just want control over the sleep button, dude. That would be amazing. Because like sometimes I find myself watching like 2 hours of like series or something because I can't fall
asleep. But it's a button that has to slowly go up because otherwise you die, right?
No. I want those like popping toys? You know those pop toys?
Yeah.
Like you push it down and it like pops up.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be able to do that.
Wind down.
Like, no. I just want to push it down, and then it like wakes me up at the end.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Or timer.
So it winds, but so when you start, it goes. Wake up! Oh yeah, that's fucked. Let's fucking go! Yeah. I don't want it to be like. Like it's you wake up like. I don't want that. I want.
You know when you wake up and then like you stretch and then like your whole body like shakes.
Yeah. What's that?
Isn't that the best like stretch?
Oh yeah.
Like
when
you stretch and you like.
All the
It feels so good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like I feel like that's when you know you've had a really good sleep.
Yeah.
When you do that stretch and you do that
you're
stretch
like
and
smiling.
You just like
yeah you're like this is it. This is me.
Like woo! It's gonna be a great day.
Yeah. It's crazy how like just sleep will sometimes work and then sometimes not, and it's like if not, then that's 8 hours. Sorry, we just took that.
But you kind of needed it.
No,
you know?
But sometimes like I'll sleep for 6 hours feel way more awake if there's.
I guess if there's like something that I know I need to do.
Yeah. I hate that feeling when you go, like, you know, when you plan the next day in your head before you sleep. Yeah, this happens to me every single time.
And then you don't enjoy the sleep, really. You don't. All.
Like, I remember I slept for like 4 hours because I had to be somewhere in the morning, like, super early.
Oh my God.
And I woke up and I'm like, I was wide awake because I hadn't fallen asleep.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. Yeah, because you're right. I had, like, the entire day, because, like, while I was lying in bed, I was like, tomorrow's going to be a busy day. I need to sleep. Okay, if I don't sleep now, I'm gonna wake up really tired, and I need my sleep because it's gonna be really busy day, really busy day, and you just don't sleep. You just like constantly like fighting with yourself to actually fall asleep, and nothing works. Oh, I hate my body so much. I still don't understand.
Yeah, what is your brain doing there? It's like partying. You know, it's like you're expecting,
it's like a child.
You're expecting it to go inside and, like, you know, get some rest and like chill and
yeah,
because you don't want it to be to stop because that's dead.
Yeah,
but like you want it to like just like play some, just I don't know, chill and like on the couch or something, because I don't want my brain to sleep. You know what I mean? I want my brain to get rest.
Yeah,
I'm sleeping, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping. And then when I'm awake, apparently you're asleep half the time. So
how does it work? Sense. How does it work?
Hey, yo, man. Ease up. Take a rest day. Take a rest day, dude. It's interesting, like, the idea of... there's, like, a big push in, like, the fitness thing to, like, train, like, 2 days less. So, like, you train, like...
Three days
out of the week. Mm-hmm. Or four.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about that. I don't know. If you can do it, I think that's great. But, like, I don't think it's optimal, you know? Ideally, you don't have to do everything, but I would imagine just doing it every day. Mm. Or, like, something physical every day, right?
I would agree.
You don't have to...
I would agree, but...
Break the bank every time.
I can't agree because I have no standing.
Right.
I've been on a rest day for a couple of months now.
Yeah. Rest period.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but it is... Like, as long as people are doing it and they're keeping to something, I think it's good.
Yeah.
You know? If it's like, I'll only do it 3 days, I'm like, okay... Well, like, don't expect like the best results.
I think it depends on the intensity of the workouts.
Yeah, how you train.
Yeah,
but then I think that you need to be more meticulous then.
Yeah, no, of course. Because for example, if I'm going to go hard, so if I'm going to go heavy, if I'm going to train heavy, I see doing 3 days or 4 days more beneficial because it just gives my body a little bit more time to rest so that I can go a little heavier next time I train.
Right.
You know, I get it if it's like just you trying to keep in shape.
Yeah.
I don't see it necessarily working if you're just trying to keep in shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I go back to the gym, I'm going to definitely have to do better. Like a 7 day week. Ain't gonna be able to rest.
I think if anything 5 to 6. I think that rest days are important. I think having a day where you do nothing, if you are doing a lot, then I'm definitely for that. Or if, like, you know, on your rest day you go for a walk or something, that's fine. Like, you know, it's not like rest, like, put your feet, like, you have to now do nothing.
Yeah,
it's not that.
When I was training earlier this year, for me personally, but I think this is just the way that my body works, is that I train.
It doesn't. What?
Wow.
Sorry.
I noticed for me that it worked when I did legs every day. So I didn't give my legs I let them rest on rest day.
Yeah, because you also sit for most of your.
Yeah, yeah. So I let them rest on like on Saturday, Sunday. But I never, with all of my workouts, it was like almost like my cardio, like we're doing my legs was always like my cardio. So I do legs every workout session.
Right.
And it just like my legs were tired, but because I use them to walk.
Legs are tough.
And like to legs walk and stand and stuff. Yeah, like you're using them all the time that they don't.
That's why you need to train them. When you do, if you do train them, you train them motherfucking hard.
Yeah. So regardless, because what happens, what I find happens when you don't train, when you don't train legs, then
dude,
the next
Cocoa
time you
Pops, man.
Hey,
I want Cocoa Pops.
Dude, you can't have them now.
Fuck. Okay.
But when you don't train legs, I find that what happens is that the next time you do, they sore the next day, right? But keeping at them constantly, so like working them out like at least like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
They keep them hard AF. You don't feel pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're the worst flipping muscle to work out.
They're the worst. They're easily the worst. But it's like.
But I love it.
Because you know. Because
I actually love working legs out though.
Yeah, yeah. It's required.
Yeah.
It's fucking required.
I don't know why. I just love it. Because I think it.
Yeah, you gay as fuck. I'm joking.
I love working out legs because I feel that it's. It puts the most amount of strain in your body.
Yeah.
And it proves. And if you.
But it's also, I think it's great for like core as well. Like,
you have
to keep your core.
Everything.
Yeah.
It tackles everything that in
and
order
the mind
to keep
as
you.
As well, because it is so taxing.
Yeah. But working out is like a mind game. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a personal mind game.
Depends how you do it though.
What?
Because you know that there's some people who just don't know what the fuck.
There's yeah, like but they.
Okay, at least they're doing something. That's always a fucking thing. It's like. But at least we're doing it. It's like, nigga, do it right as well. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, still do it right.
Like,
I think.
Yeah, you. The only reason why you're saying that is because you're like, give me money so I can train you, bitch. That's what. That's all. That's
no,
what it's all about.
No, it's really not. I don't think. I'm not. That's not what I'm. What I'm going for. It's like also.
Okay.
But also training improperly, is
can
like that.
Hurt
it can actually
hurt
you.
Can hurt yourself. Yeah.
And if you're doing it every day.
Did right.
Nigga, fuck you. Yeah, and it's weird because like I don't like talking about training. It's just boring. It is boring.
It is
it's like
boring.
Oh,
it's
I did this 10 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I did this 20 times. Okay. I dropped the weight. Okay. Like it's
boring.
It's boring. And then it's like, oh, it was good. Oh, it was average. That's like that's about it. But then also, because it's regardless of it being average, it's still good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'll have great workouts some days where I've like eaten like everything right and like in the right order and I just feel good and it's like I have energy. It's like a whole mixture of things put together, but either way you go through it, whatever you feel. But I think that you can equate that to anything, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
100%.
Because that's also the thing is like when I talk about it, it's more. I feel like people should take it as anything else. It's just really simple. It's like you just lift this up and put it down, or lift it up, put it down. You know, and it's just it's a simple thing, but it can because it's simple, it can be applied in everything.
Mm-hmm.
The mental like aspect of like working through a problem or like a barrier. And going through, yeah. You know, whether it is you going to the gym, or you doing your PR, or you doing that exercise that you hate, but you're doing it because it's good. Like, you know, like people who avoid squats. Like squats is the best fucking exercise because it's butt, it's hams, and it's quad, and it's a little bit of calves and core.
Mm.
You know,
it's like all the essential.
It's everything.
It's all the essentials.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Everything else comes after.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But the thing is that the arms are small. Do you know what I mean? They're not as big a muscles in comparison to these.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And chest, I think, is... But then I think chest bleeds into arms because you need to use... And same with back. If you back is up there, but also squats can kind of help with that as well. It's like
I think it depends on the exercise. Yeah. I don't... like so... It depends on the squat, you know? Like
it depends on what you do them, how you do
how
them.
How you do them.
You can... You
there
can
different types of squats.
Yeah,
you know?
So many. And what was interesting is that, like, what something that I've learned recently is, like, the placement of your feet doesn't really matter.
I think it depends on leg presses.
Yeah, yeah, but that's a machine. That's not your body. Though.
Okay, okay.
So if you're doing a okay, I assume we're doing a squat with like a bar or like a body squat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because then, like, if we're doing like proper squats, you need to do the one like I the one where you're packing on weight.
Yeah.
I think that's more cause for concern when you're adding unnatural weight. You know what I mean?
I think it does though. So you're saying that it doesn't? So like,
no, feet placement doesn't. I mean, well, not in terms of like. If you're, there's different variations of squats where you start like in a wider stance and that's like a sumo, it's like it's its own thing. But in terms of like the regular body squat, you can do it. You physically can do it, however you want, really, unless you're like doing it like this, like with your feet out, with your ankles
in
outward.
Outward.
Yeah.
Oh, so your feet like in yeah, ankles.
So your
ankles
knees are like.
So that. Buckled.
Yeah, buckled.
What's that, pigeon toed?
Yeah, but that I think is fine for like, if you do that and you, it's like body weight kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bar, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Because your body can't do that, so I think that it's fine to do that then, but not with a bar.
Okay.
I've seen like yoga people do those kinds of things, where they like kind of bend their whole body down into it.
But that's more about like the flexible.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you can. I'm saying that you can. But I don't think I don't consider that a squat then. Maybe okay. It's its own
thing. Yeah, but yoga's
fucking different.
Crazy.
Dude, I used to do yoga. What grade was it?
I used to do yoga in preschool.
Hey,
in primary school?
I know we shouldn't be equating it to like things to race, but it's just white. I love it. It's good. It's
but
so good.
It's an Indian, like...
I know, but you never see Indian people do it because they know how to do it. They don't need a fucking studio. You know what I mean?
No, I think the problem...
No, but you know what I mean.
I think it's just that, like,
they
it's
have,
been commercialized.
They have their aunt who, like, is
knows
just...
It.
Who's
yeah.
a yogi because...
Yeah. That's
true. Indian.
that's true. but, yeah, yoga's crazy, though.
Mm.
Yoga's. Oh my gosh! I remember watching like this advanced class.
Hmm.
This woman is like teaching this advanced class on YouTube, and it was crazy.
Hmm.
Like she was like standing on one foot and doing poses, and like they went from one foot to do like to another pose. By the way, she was constantly on her foot, like on one foot. She never put her other foot down.
Mm.
I'm just like, what?
That's crazy.
The
that's
fudge.
Awesome.
But that's crazy. I don't know. It is.
And what it does
crazy.
Is it makes it, not everything is big necessarily, but everything is balanced.
Mm.
Do you know? So like, if I were to do yoga now. And like balance on my foot for a long period of time. The thing is simple, but because of things in my body, it won't be balanced because I haven't been practicing balancing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you're practicing getting swole.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, there is something to that helps with the swellness as well. So it's
the swelling.
No, we're just
the
it,
swelling.
Just if you learn how to balance yourself better,
yeah,
you'll look better because you know you're used to balancing. I mean there's so many things, and the idea I think is to like build it up on a lot of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more you do it and the more you explore whatever it is that you do, whether it's exercise, whether it's fabric making, whether it's comedy, whether it's coding, like anything, is just like learn as much of it as you can, and it'll help you in your goals, you know.
Yeah, I think I think you're right. What I would like to do is go hike, is do more hiking. stepping away from my computer, and just because the problem with yeah, what?
I thought you were getting a phone call.
Oh no. With exercise, like you said, it's boring.
Yeah.
Right. Just finding other outlets to actually to do exercise.
Right.
I find more in like.
Yeah.
I want to do them rather than actually going to the gym.
Yeah.
So
no, the gym sucks.
It really does.
It really does.
So I'd rather want to go hike or I want to play a sport.
They could make it so much better, I feel.
But it's just...
How could they make gyms better?
How could they make them better?
Get the better people? Get better people? I don't know.
Make gyms better? I suppose creating some sort of competitive side of when it comes to gymming.
Well, because I'll just... Oh, okay. No. First one, though. Mm-hmm. Better music. No.
Listen, I think if you want music, you should bring your own.
Okay. Well, okay.
I think that's fair.
That's also
but
fair.
But everyone.
But no. But don't make it terrible. But the thing is that I think that saying that, having better music leads into that kind of competitive because, it's just, I don't know. I think everything is like atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, in something like that, it needs to be like a little bit subtle because at the end of the day, you want people working out. That's the goal.
Yeah,
that's the goal. So whatever things that you can improve around that are just maybe break a little bit more of the rules.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
I suppose
like have songs that swear. Niggas, you know, you need some yeah.
I just think that...
So the competitive aspect, though.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has, like, a little band, and they, like, at the end of it, they...
I don't know, but the thing... Okay,
like
so...
Like, the top gym is, like, who's been here the most. That's pretty cool.
That could
wow.
could play into it. But the thing is, for me, like, going to a machine...
Mm.
Or doing whatever you do at the gym.
Okay, I think I got something.
Yeah.
Like whenever you
get water.
No. Whenever you use a machine.
Yeah.
It picks you up and goes, and like it has it counts reps for you. I mean, I remember going to an Amsterdam like gym. Mm-hmm. It's like so expensive just to go for the day. I ended up spending a day in the gym. Honestly, I spent like 6 hours in the gym.
Okay.
Because I hadn't worked out in like months.
That's ridiculous.
Months.
Okay.
Like months, and I had been I had been like the most disciplined I'd ever been, and then I was like, "Fuck it, let me just. I need to do it." And then I did months of just no gymming, eating whatever I want. And then I was like, "Fuck, I'm spending so much money here. It's a really good gym. Let me just."
Okay.
6 hours. It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't it?
Okay.
Are you still like, oh, what a fucking.
No, like it's just no. It's just.
Would
that
you not
six,
do
no,
that?
No. I'm just surprised you spent 6 hours at a gym.
Oh.
But anyway.
Oh no, I was chatting to people, and okay. I was like. Well, because they, you know, anyways.
Was this a family gym you joined?
No. This was in Amsterdam when I was there.
Oh, okay.
I was like spending like a couple days there, 3 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway,
But yeah, they had these machines that, if you were a member, I wasn't a member, but you could log in and they'd be like, "Hi, so and so, starting your work," and it was literally like.
Mm-hmm.
Like the future, or it seemed more futuristic.
But I think yeah.
You think that would help?
I think so. I think so because like it's also a way of tracking yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because how often do you record? Because do you ever record how many reps you've done?
Yeah, and my top weight and the where I started.
Yeah, because like you go to the gym the next day and like oh I don't remember how many reps or sets I did.
Right.
Or what exercises I did.
Right.
You know?
I think also you can run on feeling and like I feel like
yeah, you know, but
I think there is something to that, but then if you want to be if you
doing that really doing helps. That also allows people who don't know what to do to be able to
get and see that they're improving
exactly
yeah, because
it's easy to do 10 reps of the same weight every week and you're not improving, you're like, oh, why am I not improving? Because you're doing the same thing
or,
you know,
or like at the very least change the variable of adding more weight or starting higher. I don't know if you after you've warmed up starting at a higher just always just
push
one,
yourself
just
a little bit
like
little
one, bit. 1 kilo.
Yeah, oh my gosh, dude, I'm like tangled with flipping cables here.
No, it's just over you.
Okay. I'm like trying to get comfortable, so I'm not working. But yeah, like I was saying,
Jesus, you are tangled.
Yeah, I know. like I was saying, when it comes to what I love about doing sports, specifically team sports.
We didn't do sports at high school. Like, oh, it wasn't forced on me. Yeah, I feel like when sports is forced on me, I do it and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like when it goes away, it's like, what's the point of me doing it? Because it's so much work anyways. Like, why would I want to do
more work? Why would you spend your Saturday at a cricket game instead of
playing games? I remember doing so many fucking Saturday cricket games at Grove, and I was like, this is fucking bullshit on my Saturday. Are you fucking just? And then getting there, and it's like, fine, and then it ends. It's like 45 minutes. It's like,
it's
an
not
hour.
Bad. It's it was actually bad. It was actually really good.
The thing is that with cricket, though, is you're standing.
Doing nothing.
Doing you can do nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. So that's why I enjoy football and rugby. Sorry, I had to just be precise there. I just love... I love being on a team. I love team
sports. Do you not say soccer?
I didn't say soccer.
Because it's football, right?
It is football.
It just makes fucking sense. It's football. Like, I don't... Sorry, carry on. This is so uninteresting.
I enjoy sports with team members in because it just feels... Because when you lose or if you win or whatever, you lose a win as a team.
Mm.
And, like, everyone... What?
Depends. You know, there's a clear, you know, when the goalie lets in like three goals, it's like, well.
But then it's,
a defender's job to not.
It's the defender's job. And then it's also the job of the mid to keep the ball inside of the other half.
Yeah, and it's up to the strikers to score more.
Exactly.
Score more than
so
three.
So it's not necessarily one person's fault.
Kind of bleeds in everywhere. Then. Okay.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's more fun when because you make connections, you make friends, and like it's just more fun playing with friends.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's the same thing. The same reason why I like to go to the gym with.
Yeah.
Friends, because it's more fun.
Mm.
Even
and
though
you push
it's
each other
boring,
and like
even though it's boring.
Yeah, yeah. But you're boring, doing boring shit and
together.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This part.
That's better. Yeah, it's so boring.
But
we're doing
it together.
We're boring people
and
together.
It's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember you always, and also with dudes, like you always want to like be as dude as you can be. You know what I mean?
You mean like at the gym?
Just push. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When I see like a dude who's clearly on steroids, I'm like, man,
I should do steroids.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. And then I go like, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't. That's not. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Would you ever?
Have you ever thought about? I mean, you've thought about it. Have you? No, nigga, don't fucking lie to me.
I haven't.
Really?
No,
bro. But have you seen people on steroids? Have you seen them like in person?
Yeah.
And they look no, not they're not like idiots. They like look proportioned and like good, dude.
Yes, but at the same time, I'm like,
yeah, I can see. You can so clearly
see that
they're on
steroids. I don't want to be that big.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing.
Mm.
I don't think I ever want to be like too big to fit through doors.
Yeah,
I want to be able.
Well, I mean, you're there, but I think in the other way.
I don't think I'm there yet.
No, you're not there.
I'm not there.
I'm sorry. I'm just being an asshole.
I know you are.
Just
want to clarify that I'm not.
He's not fat. He's big. Just
I am. What are you talking about?
He's just round.
I'm pear shaped. I'm avocado shaped.
I remember. Didn't I say that? No, no. Avocado with a little thumb on top. I feel like if you shaved, you'd look like a thumb. And then when you shaved that one time, you did look like a thumb.
Oh yeah, dude. Should I shave my head again?
I thought you were gonna grow it out.
I am. I'm very like, cause it's summer. It gets so hot.
Yeah, it gets so hot. But then also you want to see yourself with the longest
exactly.
It can be, and then you know that you at the end you're gonna cut it.
Exactly.
You know.
So it's I'm
it's
very
a process.
I'm very on the fence about it.
Like I was thinking of cutting my dreads.
Oh yeah.
Just when I started like
when
doing more jujitsu.
Oh yeah.
Like it's honestly just getting in the way.
Yeah.
And like my dad, I was like rolling with my dad once. He was like, "Dude, your dreads are lethal." And he was like, "What? They fucking hit me in the. They're like just solid mass of hair. It's not like a wispy like pretty little dude."
Oh, I actually think. Do I sound better now? I think I sound better. I just turned my mic around.
Oh, really?
And I think it might be better.
How do I sound now?
Oh, dude, you sound sick.
Yeah, do I sound sick? I don't want to make it too loud for people.
Yeah, okay.
What about this?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
No, I think actually on the side it sounds much better.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So
sorry, yeah, guys. No, like sorry. If you're still listening.
We're absolute amateurs.
Yeah. Sorry. Are we still trying to figure out how sound works?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm equipment. Still. I haven't opened the textbook.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 Okay.
God.
What?
Textbooks.
Textbooks. What about textbooks?
I remember them being just so absolutely useless. Do you know what I mean? Like in terms of like the scale of things that are useful in like class, like when we write essays, when we have PowerPoints, when we have like lessons, when we have worksheets, and then you have textbooks.
Yeah.
And it's just like this book that you have to lug around the entire day because you know there's this one class that requires this fucking textbook for this amount of time. That's not worth the whole book. In all the other books that I have to fucking carry. Dude, I remember the back problems.
Bro. Yeah.
On certain days. Some days it was like, you know, you have four lessons. And you're like, oh man, this is my rest day, I guess.
I was so jealous of people who had textbooks on their, like, iPads. Dude, I never had an iPad.
Okay.
It was so sad. I remember, do you remember how many textbooks you had? I remember I was good in, like, the first week, I was so good. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to make sure that I pack my bag every night before school because I'm going to pack all my textbooks for the day instead of lugging all of my textbooks around.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, the first week, I was really good. I would unpack my bag, pack it again with, like, the textbooks for the next day.
Right.
And then the following week, I was like, nope, just put everything in, lug it around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just can't. I couldn't. Like, I really couldn't.
And then you have, like, the one lesson where you forgot.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Dude,
Do you not have a locker? Do you not get a locker?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't want to be more invested.
I was. I got a locker the first. I got a locker my first year, and then, okay.
How much was it? It was like 20 rand.
No. It was like 500 rand for 5 years.
Oh, okay. So for the whole thing.
For the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh wow. Why didn't I do that?
I don't know.
I thought it was like. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So. It was really. It was so useless getting that locker because I just lugged all my books around in my bag, and yeah, flip. My bag would always break because of how heavy everything was.
God, dude.
Like, I feel like at school you should get like bag insurance for the amount of bags that I went through.
Yeah,
I went through so many bags during high school.
Oh, during high school?
Yeah. I think I got a new bag.
Every year.
At least a year. Every year. Every year I get a bag.
I don't think that bags should be like that.
It shouldn't.
But also it's weird with bags because with school bags, I expect that you're making them with the idea that kids are going to school every day.
Yeah.
Because there are obviously bags that.
You know caramels? Caramels are probably the best, but there's no space in them.
Nothing.
They are so small.
It's just like a satchel.
It's too small.
It's like a fanny pack.
It's too small.
Yeah. I remember buying this bag in Madrid. This one here. And it was between that.
Yeah.
Like it was just, that's it, really just nice bag. It just looked so good. Sleek
it looked,
and nice.
It looked hipster.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude. Hoover up the clunge. Between that, it was this and one of a 5-year-old boy pissing on a police car.
You should have got them both.
You're right. No, but I was buying so much on that day, so I was like,
yeah, dude. And I realized something. As a tourist,
nigga with two bags.
Yeah, that's true. As a tourist, when buying stuff, when you go away, it's actually a trap.
Oh yeah,
it's a huge trap.
Over.
Where, guys, if you've never traveled, I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
If you've never traveled, when you go away,
hey guy, if you've ever traveled.
If you've never traveled, when you go away, never, ever buy
anything.
Anything. Don't buy anything.
Don't buy.
Don't buy, like, like stuff to bring home. Don't do that. It is not.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be spending like
twice, at least twice
as much for something you could potentially get whoever you're getting it for from.
But go to markets and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. No, like if you go to market and you buy like a keychain, you know, like
why? First of all,
don't buy the keychain. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have bought that bag, but like you were a tourist.
I was no. I was like there for a long time. It wasn't like
okay, this is true.
I needed a bag to just like carry shit around. There was a practical use for that. Fuck you, bro.
Okay, man.
Hey, the thing is with like something like a bag, it is useful because you can use it right then and there.
Yeah.
If you're just getting like a keychain.
Yeah.
For what key?
Or you're getting like a plushy elephant. Like, don't do that.
What the? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I did that.
I remember.
Don't get like soap.
I remember we went on the lit tour and I just spent all my money. Like, on I remember what? Like there was like a couple days where I just had no money.
When I went to America, I was so worried that was going to happen to me. Did I tell you this?
Oh, really?
I feel like I've told you this before. I was so worried that I was going to spend all my money
so
in America.
So you just not buy it?
I didn't buy anything. Yeah, I could go to McDonald's. And like I remember like rocking up to McDonald's and then I was like, never mind.
So you're... No, that's...
I know I'm an idiot. Like, I know there's a difference. But I was scared because when I looked at the prices, it was like $10 for...
Dude, I remember there being...
For stuff. And I'm like...
But that's so much money. Yeah, you think
so
like,
much money.
But then you can't think and rant.
You can't. Yeah. You just can't. And you know what was the worst part? You know, when I got back, my parents were like, "Oh, we would have just sent you more money." And I'm like,
"Oh, okay. You are just an idiot."
Why?
You are just an idiot.
I need to go back.
Yeah, because like also what's funny like for like parents is like you're not with your child.
Yeah.
So they're like just. Make sure you're fine.
Yeah, we'll make sure you're fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
but they never tell you that.
Yeah,
they're like, enjoy your time.
Yeah,
like, call us every night.
Giving you the bare minimum of what you can actually get. And like,
I don't know how, I can't remember how many dollars I was given, but it was actually quite a bit. And I never spent anything.
Oh my God.
I bought something for myself.
You know what?
Yeah.
As a 13 year old kid or a 12 year old. When was it? 12? 14, 15. 15,
yeah.
As a 12 year old. as that age, I'm happy that I did splurge and then like Hazel had to someone had to give me money.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I remember going to when we went to the place that was like the big spending, Camden.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing. So I bought
that's
everything.
What happened to me in Thailand.
Oh, really?
Like, we spent all our money, and then we had nothing left, like, the last 3 days.
Oh, no, man.
The last 3 days meant nothing
left. The last 3 days are, like, the most important days. Like, whatever the last days are the most important days.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Fuck, man. And, like, what was crazy about the one that we did was, like, we went to I don't know how long it was. It was must have been a week. Wow, just there for a week? Or like a week and a bit?
Yeah.
Dude, imagine that. Going all that way for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay, I guess it's school, so it's like it is cheaper, isn't it?
If you consider it. I don't know.
Should we either get like rates or something?
Schools get their own
like rates, I'm sure, right?
I think large groups do.
Yeah, large groups do. Okay. Anyways. And we were doing, like, the first few days we were there, we were doing a whole bunch of, going to a whole bunch of places where there were poets that we had. We don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Fucking Woodsworth. Who the fuck? Hey, man. Cool.
Wasn't Woodsworth.
He was a prolific poet.
He was a prolific.
Prolific poet.
Prolific poet, and you don't even know it, because he dead, bitch. Dead, bitch. Dead.
I like that. That's a nice hook. Dead, bitch. Dead, bitch. Dead, bitch. You dead, bitch.
Oh, dude. Oh, fuck me.
Mm.
I'm so excited for this coming up year, but
I really hope it's better.
I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just really scared. Not scared. Things are going to change so much.
Yeah, I think we're on that way, dude. We're on the way to becoming. We're adults.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is as well. Yeah. Like with just what we've been going through personally is like there's a lot of adult shit that's happening now.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And we're having to deal with it because it's it's around us, you know. It's very cool. I'll be ending this on like a kind of
that. Okay, how about we end it on this?
Dead, go bitch.
go and follow us at High and Dry Pod.
No, man, you can't end it on it like that. Like that's what's meant to cheer people up from that. Follow us on Instagram.
Ethan, what did you smoke today?
Oh, Benonium.
Benonium. Sounds like Narnia. Hold on. Sounds like something from Narnia.
People with their fucking strains are getting fucking crazy. There's some cool ones like Luke Skywalker. I think that's a fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Skywalker. Sorry. Skywalker OG.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a cool name. But then you have like Puta Breath, and it's like it's like very aggressive.
But why?
I don't know. It's something about.
And Slurricane.
Yeah. Breath. Puta breath. Like bitch breath. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. That's like so awful.
Yeah, there's so many words in the dictionary that you could have used something else. No, but
they're fucking stoners, dude. They're not going to use words in the dictionary.
Like, you could have used. That's true. Mm. That's true. You could have used, like, infinitium or something. I don't know.
What? Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to end it on that terrible fucking strange.
Dude, imagine smoking
infinitium. What? Say it again?
Infinitium.
Infinitium.
Yeah.
Shorten it. Infant.
Infant?
I don't know.
Okay.
Infinium.
Infinium.
Did you say that?
Infinium, yeah, sure.
To infinium
and beyond. Yeah. And that is the show, guys. Thank you for listening in.
This has been High and Dry Pod.
Go and follow us at Instagram at High and Dry Pod. And we will catch you in the next one.
Yeah, shit, dude.
Cheers.